I can tell them all the ish, Odmat. Okay, let's talk a little bit Musar, a little Musar today, before the Shir Halacha. And that is, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Baaloischa, you'll find something very interesting that you don't find anywhere else in the Torah. Vayhi ben Sarah Aharon vayoymer Moshe. Right? Now, I didn't see the Roman move there. I'm sorry. So maybe Ashkenazic Sifrei Torah are missing Roman move. Maybe you guys have it in your Sefer Torah. They have Roman move?
Yeah.
After Vayhi ben Sarah. Oh, okay. So the question is, if you notice, Vayhi ben Sarah Aharon has Nun Hafucha. Nun Hafucha, which means it starts with the Nun, ends with the Nun backwards, like parentheses. What do we call it? Like
brackets.
Well, what's it doing there? Says Rashi, Lafsik. It's there, stuck in, cut and paste. You know what cut and paste is? They took it out and they put it there. Lafsik ben paroniut.
Paroniut.
Le paroniut. Punishment to punishment. So we stick in something good in the middle. Something good, yeah, yeah.
What's the word that is in the middle?
Vayhi ben Saharon vayomer Moshe kuma Hashem vayafutsu oyevecha vayanusu misanecha. That's what's there. That whole thing is right there. It's the middle of Parshas Baaloischa. The question is, what paraniut punishment was before? And what paraniut was after? Not clear. What it doesn't say anything that happened there. So the Chazal, Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha, explain. The Paraniut was after Kabbalat HaTorah, they were Kitinok HaBoreach Mibet HaSefer. That's the Paraniut. Now that's the bad thing that happened there. You know what bad thing happens? We would think bad thing happens. I mean, they lost money. Or the shows in Las Vegas didn't have the right diamonds. That's what we would call paroniut, right? That's not what it says. It says, Kitinok haboreach mibet ha-sefer. What's the paroniut after? Vayihi ha'am kimit oninim. The people started to complain. They became complainers. Mefarshim asks, so where is the paroniut? Okay, so you could say Ketina Kaboreach, the Pranut is no Torah. But Mitoninim, everybody's a Mitonen. It's part of the Jewish culture to be a Mitonen, no? You know any Jewish person that's not a complainer? You know any wife that's not a complainer? Well, or a husband, depending on the situation? Could you tell me, Binyamin, what is the paraniut? Mefarshim explain that the greatest paraniut that a person could have is to be unhappy. To be not content.
Atzuv.
You know what it says over there in the pasuk? Vayichar af Hashem. Hashem got very angry. Vayishma Hashem. Hashem hears. What do you mean Hashem hears? And the answer is, it didn't look like much, say the Mefarshim. What are they complaining about? What's the big deal? It doesn't even say what they complained about. You know that? It doesn't say what. This is a parsha that you have to learn. It's a very interesting parsha. It says, Vayichar af Hashem, Vativar bom esh Hashem. Hashem put fire, he killed them. For what? What did they do? It doesn't say anything in the Torah what they did. They complained. Give us meat, give us shish kebab, so what? They want the cheese, they want the plov, what's the big deal? So what? Yeah? Hayishma Hashem, you know what Hashem saw? They're not happy. How could you not be happy? How could you not be content? I gave you the Torah. I take care of you. I give you everything you need. You're still complaining. Obviously, something's very wrong. And that is the biggest paroniut that a person can have in his life. I want to tell you this as a musar. Listen to me here. If a person does not have Torah, he will complain about everything. And if a person learns and davens and does what he has to do, he'll complain about Nothing. There's no complaints. He's happy. So this is the Tina Kaboreach mi Bet HaSefer. Vayhi Bensoya Aaron. You know what Bensoya Aaron means? Torah. This is the fixing. This is the mafsig ben paraniut le paraniut. This is how you stop it. How do you stop the paraniut? And the answer is Vayhi Bensoya Aaron Vayoyim Moshe. Torah. Without Torah, it's not going to stop. A person in nature is a mitonen when he's empty, when he doesn't have anything. It's just the way it is. You're going to have to understand this. When you walk around and you're complaining, it means you didn't learn that day. Something's wrong. Something happened that day that makes you complain. Vayehi ha'am ke mitonenim. And that's peraniyot. You know why? Because it's not about what you said. It's not about complaining, the actual words. It's deeper. It's deeper. There's something there that you're not happy about. This peraniyut is vayichar af Hashem. Now I'm going to show you where in the Sephardic. You see, I learned over the years, I need to give you a good gematria, or you say, he's speaking Ashkenazi talk. All right? You ready? There's an interesting book called Sfat Emet. Now, it's not from the Ger Rebbe. There's two of them. One is the famous one from the Rebbe of Ger. The other one was the son-in-law of the Rapshitzer. And he says, Mit Onenim Gematria. What's the Gematria? Same Gematria as Torah. Same exact Gematria. Same exact Gematria. Rashi says that you think they really needed meat. Rashi himself speaks about it. If this was Alila, Linatek Ma Borei Olam. This was a complaining that was deep. It was to make trouble. It was trouble. Where did Rashi know this from? So he says, Mit Oninim Gematria Torah. Kuchabricha V'Oraita is the same thing. The Mit Oninim was about the Torah. Deep down, this is what the complaint was. We don't want to learn. It's too hard. Too much. I can't. I'm tired. I already had Kabbalah Satira. 3 days. Tired. Next. Abai said, listen to me carefully. It's not easy. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. Listen, it's not easy. But when you do it, you'll see that this brings you happiness. I want to tell you over an interesting Gemara, okay? Pay attention. One of the greatest Sichot Musar that I ever heard in my life, I heard from the great Magid of Yerushalayim, Reb Shalom Shvadron. He said over something from his Rebbe, the Lev Eliyahu. Something very unique. Now, by the way, the Lev Eliyahu, it's famous. It's in the introduction of his book. He was Zochet to Gilui Eliyahu. It's a very famous story that he was Zochet to Gilui Eliyahu. Okay? Now, what was the story of his Gilui Eliyahu? What was the story? The story goes as follows. When he was much younger, he lived to a very old age, but he was young. His wife was very sick, on the verge of dying. The doctor came to the house, and the doctor said, she's not going to make it. He didn't want to be in the house when she passed away. He couldn't see it. So he started pacing outside of his house. He didn't want to be there. He couldn't take it. An old man walks over to him and says to him, excuse me, you look very atzuv, you look, something's bothering you. Raguz, biroges, what's going on? He said, my wife is passing away, and the doctor said, noash, there's nothing we could do. He said, listen to me, what does she have? She has this and this, whatever machla she had. Don't listen to the doctor. You know, in the forest behind, they used to live in Kfar Hasidim. You go there in the forest, there's this bush over there, there's like a berry. Take the berry over there from the bush. Bring it home. Cook it up. Give it to your wife. And she'll have her a refuah shleima. So he said, where? So he went a second to see where to go. He turned around. The guy was gone. He figured, what does he have to lose? He'll try it. He went. He took the berry. She lived many years after that. And she had a refuah shleima from it. Wow. Right? Now, how do we know it's Gilui Eliyahu? How do we know this? When the Lev Eliyahu was sick in his old age, when in his 90s, the son came to ask for a bracha by the Rebbe of Ger. the Beit Yisrael, he asked for a bracha for his father. You know what the Ger Rebbe said to him? You're asking for a bracha from me? For somebody like Rebbe Eliyahu Lepion? He had Gilu Eliyahu. Someone who had Gilu Eliyahu
doesn't need my blessing.
He doesn't need my bracha. He doesn't need it. It's a beautiful ma'isa. I'll repeat it again. Here, let me let this tire you hear the story. You didn't hear the end of the story. You didn't hear the end of the story. How could you? How could a person be mafsik bishlaima in the middle of a halach and you run out? All right, you know, okay, but in the middle of a story. It's like a guy runs out before dessert. Who runs out before dessert? Okay. The story is Reb Elia Lapian. Okay, when he was younger, so his wife was dying. He didn't want to be in the house when she was dying. The doctor said there's nothing to do. It's an hakdama of the sefer. Reb Shlomo Shvadron used to say over this mice. So he went out of that. He was in the house outside. Somebody walked over to him, said to him, "You look like you're ba'atzvus. What's the problem?" He said, "My wife is dying in the house. I don't want to be here." He says, "What does she have?" The doctor said, "Don't listen to the doctor. You know, they used to live in Kfar Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael. There's a place in the back that has a berry over there. You look on a tree. Take that berry, cook it up, give it to her, and she'll have refuah shleima."
Who's that?
Somebody walked over to Reb Elia Lapian and told him this. So what happened? He went to look in the forest where the tree, like he turns around, the guy was gone. He figured, what's the big deal? So he tried it. He took the berry. He cooked it up. She lived for many years. She had a tremendous, she had her fush lame, tremendous ness. When Reb Elia was 92 years old, the son went to the Beis Yisrael, to get a Rebbe for a brucha, for the father should have gesund. So the Beis Yisrael said, "Kums, you're coming to me, bet not brucha for Reb Elia Lapian. I mentioned got Gil Elio. Got Gil Elio, Reb Elia Lapian. Why do you need my brachas?" Azayat the Beis Yisrael gezakt. Okay. What was the story? Nobody knew. So he went back to tell his father that the Ger Rebbe gezakt as nafshke brucha from mir has Gil Elio. You know what Reb Elia Lapian said? Pilei ploim. How did the Ger Rebbe know? I never told it to anybody. I never said one word to anybody about this story. How did the Ger Rebbe know about it? Now you understand. Jetzt verstehst du? Azayat. Das amazige Mais. It's an unbelievable story. Reb Elia Lapian and Gil Elio and the Ger Rebbe. How did he know? Nobody knows. That's how Reb Shlomo Shvadron said. Ashav ata mevin. Okay, so now let me tell you a word for Reb Elia Lapian. And Reb Shlomo Shvadron used to say this over all the time. Yafemo, beautiful. It's one of the greatest sichot musar I ever heard in my life. The Mishnah. Pas ba melech teichal, umayim bam sura tishta, valor etz tishan, v'chai yitzar tichya, uva toira, ata omel. Shemata oisa kein, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. What's shemata oisa kein? If you do it, yeah, at the dos is the chazal, pas ba melech teichal, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. What's if you do it? Why does the Mishnah have to repeat, and if you do it, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh? So he says a mashal. Imagine a person picks up a brochure for a tremendous weekend vacation, a holiday vacation, yeah? So he picks up, you think, who knows, right? So he opens up the front page, and he wants to see what kind of food. Was Gateman Gebin in the food department? Pas ba melech teichal. They're going to give you bread, but not stam bread, old bread, dry bread. As it doesn't make sense. He turns to the next page. What's about the bar? Right? It's a vacation after home and a big bar. Mayim bam sura tishta. Not water, but they'll measure the water. Yeah. Oh, it must be good. The beds, the double, you know, the big beds and then there's queen size beds. He turns to the next page. What is it? Ala aretz tishan. How about activities? Well, tennis, mit golf, mit ala ping pong, mit ala gutes. Yeah. Right? Chayi tzar tichya. We'll give you a lot of tzar. We'll give you a lot of, yeah. And then he turns to the last page and he sees, and you'll have the best vacation of your time. Pick up a Zabro Shuv. Guys, it's a joke. It's a Purim spiel, yeah? He said, "Das is the Mishnah." That's exactly what the Mishnah tells you. Pas b'melch teichel, ma'im amser tishta, ala aretz tishan, v'chayit zar tichya. What happens? Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, you'll have the best time of your life. You'll have olam hazeh like you never saw. Sugar, yeah? You know what the difference is? I can't sell it to you. I can't explain it to you. Aber v'mata oisekei. Do it and you'll see. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. In seichel, if I try to sell you this, du musst mich mit dem Schugene. Du kannst immer zum Schugene. Was redest du? Oder ich bin mit Schugene. Oder der Mischung. Somebody's crazy here. And the answer is, I'm at the Oyster King. To us. The Zen. Ashrecha boi lam hazeh. There's no way to explain it. No? Rabeli Elopi an Zavot. You hear? Rabbi say, what am I trying to bring out? The day that you just stop thinking about all your money and your things and your that. And you go and you say, you know what, let me learn. Let me dive in. Let me do what I have to do. You'll see, you'll have a good day. You'll have a good day. And you're thinking, no, I won't because I'm missing a deal and this, Sarah, and this is that. It's not true. It's just not true. It's not true. The minute you start thinking, the minute you start making cheshbonot, and the minute you start dreaming about, ooh, you'll be a mitonin. Nothing good will come from it. The way to fix mitoninim is to learn, is to daven. You know, the Rebbe from Ger once said something very interesting. What's it referring to? What do we want? Ovecha, misanecha. So it could be when you have the Aron HaKodesh, the enemies fall away. What's it referring to, really? So he says, you know, when you learn Torah, you'll have the problem mit onanim on only if you're busy all day thinking, I need, I want. What do you have to do? You got to throw away all the things that are against your learning. All your machshavot and all your tirdot. You got to push them away. You got to push it aside. And then what happens? This is what you have to be strong. And you have to be able to overpower all the da'agot, and all the cheshbonot, and all the, and then you'll be happy. You will be happy. My Rebbe Rav Pam used to say over all the time, all the time. It's a famous line, but he said it all the time. Everyone is looking for the city of happiness. It's an expression in English, city of happiness. It can only be found in the state of mind. In the state of mind. The city of happiness can only be found in the state of mind. It has to do with here. Yeah. A person could have everything and still be doeg and mishomem and atzuv. And a person could have nothing. He's happy. He's happy. The mind is a very, very dangerous thing. You don't understand the koch of the mind. You know, when you study refuah, they talk very much about this. The koyach of the mind to literally break through all machlot and everything. It's an unbelievable thing, the power of the mind. The mind is the most powerful thing. And if a person sits all day thinking, you hear, mitonen, this, I need a house, I need a this, I have to run, I have to make money, I have to. Listen, I'm not telling you you shouldn't have. Baruch Hashem, you should have. I wish you all the yishev parna. I'm not the kanai, I'm really not. But I see that it's Torah, it's matrid et adam olamo. You don't realize what you're doing. You don't understand how you run after something, and you'll never get it. Don't you understand it? Because the minute you get this, you want something else. You know how these things work? You want this house. The minute you get that house, you're going to want something else. The minute you get this, you want that. It's the way life works. You know, big people are happy with what they have. They're happy. They learn how to understand to be happy with what they have. Mishi esh lo mana, rotze, od mana. It is the way it is. It's just the way it is. You know how many times people say, if only I would have my health. And I, how do you have your health? So why are you not happy? I won't explain. I'm embarrassed. Think about it. How many times do you hear people say, oh, all you need is children and health. Okay, you have your children's house. What are you unhappy? Well, what are you running around? Think about what you're saying. And the answer is Zamoch Shal Adam. Amoch Shal Adam, Yeshla Yetzara, Yeshla. You know, there's something very interesting, and I want to learn 5 minutes of halacha. You know what the next parsha of Metonanim? What comes after Metonanim? Itavu Tava. It's the next parsha. The Asafsuf Asher Bikirbo Itavu Tava. What happened? So the Mefarshim, one of the great rebbes, said that's how it starts. It starts with Metonanim. You begin by being unhappy and complaining. And then what happens to fulfill that unhappiness? Yitavu taivi. Then you start wanting things. And why? You need to fill a gap that's missing inside you. It's such an emet pshat. It's so emet lamito. I can't even, you know, when I saw this originally, the first time I saw this, I said, tireh ech shatora emet lamito. It's so true. It starts with the mitonen. So how do you, if I have basar, and if I have this, and I have that, yeah? You know what hitavu ta'ava means? It should say hitavu. What do you mean hitavu ta'ava? What kind of expression is hitavu ta'ava? Hitavu. Why the double lashon? You know what the answer is? It's not what. It's a taiva to have taiva. Hitavu litava. It's a different thing. It's, you have to understand the psychology behind it. It's not I need the chair. I need because I'm not happy. I'm not content. I'm looking for something. Hitavu tava means I'm searching, not for the thing, because the thing doesn't help me anyway. I'm searching for something. I'm searching for wanting to search for something. Hitavu tava. It's an unbelievable lesson. Now, boys, say, let's learn a little bit halachas over here. Let's learn a little bit halachas over here. So the halacha is as follows, okay? Asur lishkol b'shabbat. A person is not allowed to weigh on Shabbos. Now, women have this issue because the minute they eat something, they check right away to see if they gained any weight. Right away, they go to see if they gained weight. And this to them is Yarog ve'al yavor. This is one of the... Now, are you allowed to weigh yourself on Shabbos? Are you allowed? Now, the truth is, I have a very good question for you. Why do people gain weight on Shabbos? Maybe you shouldn't even gain weight, period, on Shabbos. The Gemara says clearly, yeah, that the reason why we have an Neshama Yisera, why did Hashem put an Neshama Yisera in us on Shabbos? Says Rashi, you know why? Why? Why it is very simple. Because a person needs to eat a lot on Shabbos. And if he doesn't have the Neshama Yisera, he won't be able to survive it. So Hashem gives him another Neshama that he has to feed. It's Rashi. It's an open Rashi in Masechet Be'ah.
Neshama does it physical.
This is what Rashi says, and Neshama Yisera is there for. So my great uncle Reb Zalman Sirotzkin asked, so why do people gain weight on Shabbos? Why doesn't Weight Watchers make this the Gemara of their brochure? Asks Reb Zalman Sirotzkin. It says Reb Zalman, my great uncle. Soon. Says my uncle Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, it depends why you're eating. If you're eating for Shabbos, you won't gain weight. But if you're eating for yourself, then you don't have this Neshama Yisera thing. If you eat for your Neshama Yisera, fine. You hear? Then it's good. But if you eat for yourself... There was once a great Rebbe, the Kotzker Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was about being very honest. He didn't like a person, Chai Ba'olamot, yeah, and he's living with the Dimyonot. Put your feet on the ground and stop living with Be'olam Shel Dimyon. Fantasy. Okay. So he said, he put his hand on his stomach and say, Hinini Oichel Lekavod Atzmi, Lekavod Atzmi, Lekavod Atzmi. You know, people eat Lekavod Shva Shabbos Kodesh. Is it really Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh? Really? Yeah? Yeah? Is it really about the Shabbos? Come on. Oh, yeah. Only big tzaddikim eat only for Shabbos. You're eating because you enjoy it. Don't fool anybody. He used to say, Hidden the Eichel, cover that to me. Please, I'll tie a shakran. You know, he was very makpid about it. The point being that if a person really ate L'shem Shemayim on Shabbos, he wouldn't have to weigh himself. Now, the question is now, are you allowed to weigh yourself? You don't eat L'shem Shemayim. The answer is Asur. You're not allowed to weigh yourself on Shabbos. Bein b'kli, bein b'chol davar acher, with anything. Now, I don't know. Let's see if a person wants to check with his belt to see if he gained weight. Maybe he wants to put on a belt. Let's see, he wants to put on a pair of pants to see if it still fits. Unless maybe it's only by a number. Maybe shikul is not to see if you gained weight, but to see what? A number. Mishkal maybe has to do with a particular number. It's an interesting topic to think about. Anyways, and therefore you're not allowed to weigh yourself or others on Shabbos. And of course you can't use what? An electrical scale. Now, en la adam limdod et gavo b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to check your height on Shabbos. V'lochen lo yamud adam b'Shabbos tachas amud shirashav al misparim. Maybe it's only if there is numbers. But if there's no numbers, for example, in my house they always have this thing to check who's taller, which brother is tall, and they're busy with this all day long, right? I don't know how it changes from week to week, but it happens every week somehow. Every week. I don't know, maybe the hair gets shorter, maybe they get a haircut. I don't know how it's, every week it's the same question. You're tall, no, I'm tall. No, you're in Shema, you're in Shema, and they're busy checking. Maybe that's not a problem. Why? Because you're not measuring the numbers. Maybe. I don't know, but I'll call upon them. Mutter l'chay lim darisachayim. How about taking and temperature? You're allowed to take your temperature on Shabbos, huh? Medidas chaim. The answer is yes. Why? Because mishkal is only midrabanan. It's not a doraisa. B'makam chayli, since it's for a chayla, it's mutters. And even if the chayla is ein bo sakana, he doesn't have to be a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. V'afilam leinafel mishkal. Even if it's not that he's laying in bed sick, that he can't get up. Even if he's a little bit, he's under the weather, he wants to see if he has temperature. Mutter. The aim is that Isu.
A battery one?
No, not a battery. Of course not. A thermometer.
You did say, like if a person's allowed to measure his height, you're saying?
Right, so you're not allowed to measure your height on Shabbos.
Like, let's say if one person tried to prove to another, like,
it's exactly what I just said. So we just said. Right, it's exactly what we just said. We just said that if measuring one to another to see the height, maybe that's not necessarily number. That's weighing not a number.
Food.
What?
Weighing food.
Weighing food is a problem. We're going to get to that in a few minutes.
It seems like it is about the number because
of
the temperature. So.
Okay, but that's what you have to say. It's more about the number. L'chayru. Okay, now let's move on. L'chay mutter, l'hoirit. Now, how about, in the olden days, you had a thermometer, you had to drop the thing first. Otherwise, it was from the guy before that just drank schnapps and had 105, right? So therefore, what do you need? You need to shake it down. Not only in business, you shake it down. You got to shake it down also for the what? For the thermometer. Now, you're allowed to do that, and that's not called fixing. Maybe it's called fixing the thermometer. You're making it ready for usage. Mutter, okay? This is what you asked Mishael, a battery one.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. How about your blood pressure? For example, you come home and your wife makes your blood pressure go to 200 over 500. So what do? You're allowed to go and check your blood pressure, okay? But that's only lachas dam, what? It's for a mitzvah, it's for health. That happens through a battery. If it's one of these battery operated lachatz dam, for example, you have in the stores, you ever go into that store, right? So you want to go into Rite Aid and you want to put your hand in, you can't do that. Now, by the way, it's probably not anyway the right measurement of lachatz. You know that. That's a good gimmick. It's in front of the what do you call it? The vitamin department. They give you this thing. So, I have to quickly go. They take care of my lachatz dam, and I'll buy all the vitamins on lachatz dam. It's a good gimmick, by the way. It's usually not accurate, by the way. Clearly, yeah, the one that they have in the stores. Anyways, ein l'shtamesh bo l'tzarech chayla sheyesh bo sakana. That you're only allowed to use for a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, k'shein efshrut acheret. Okay. Mutter l'adam leila b'shabbos v'limnois es p'siyosav. You want to check how far it is from this house to that house. Can I measure with my steps? How many steps? Is that a medida? And the answer is mutter, yeah, im oisakein l'tzarech ha-shabbos. If the point is something that's needed for Shabbos. For example, you have to know if you're able to walk. I don't know. Whatever it is for Shabbos, then it'd be mutter. Now, what happens if it's not for Shabbos? Why are you not allowed to do that? And the answer is because you're not allowed to do what? Dvarim shel choyl shelo l'tzarech Shabbos. So stam to go there and try to figure out how far it is between point A and point B for no reason that has to do with Shabbos, is it mutter? No. But if it's for Shabbos to see if you're able to walk it, yes, mutter. Which issue? Medida? Chachamim said, Medida mekach memker. Because the next step is you're going to go do business. You're going to measure your diamonds in Las Vegas. Measure your diamonds. Moshe, how come no Las Vegas? No, this year we don't go.
I can't. I want to go. I'm thinking about it.
You're still thinking about it. Even though it's already over, you're still thinking of going.
It's actually not over.
I hear. Moshe's all over the place, Baruch Hashem.
If I'm not going to Vegas, you know I'm busy.
Really, that's what it is, huh?
That's the way you can measure, but I don't know.
He's going to Vegas. 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 Okay. Now, right.
I want to measure my room with my leg now for in Shabbat, saying, you know, I want to know if my room
is bigger. Asur.
Your room bigger?
Asur.
Asur
l'asad.
Asur l'asad. But Shabbat, if I rotate, I am orchim, I tell at him table.
Muta. Binyam, you have a good head, Binyam. Tafasta, Ken. Akshav titfos at the ben shelcha. Mutter lishkol b'shabbos, you hear? Mutter lishkol b'shabbos. B'mishkol b'ayish ein mufaydei chashmal l'tzorech mitzvah. Kigayin, leidem yesh pashir kibbis. Let's see, are you allowed to measure? You hear me, Shoyal? Are you allowed to measure? Are you allowed to measure for what? Food. For shiur, matzah, kiddush. And the answer is tzorech mitzvah. Mutter. Oh, lishkol, because matzah, right? We spoke. V'heichad efshet toiv lishkol merushah. But if it's better, though, to do it from before Erev Shabbos.
I can put on a mishkan to check?
Yeah.
Yeah. People do it.
People
only
do it.
For mitzvah.
Only for mitzvah.
That means if I want to...
Which
know,
means is if you overeat, don't go on that little yes. scale in
no,
the kitchen.
I don't want to overeat. Is that mitzvah for
He talks about it. Let's talk about it. He's a very nice guy. See, Ben Yamin... Yes, you're asking good. These are very nice halachot, by the way. Achim im Efsher, let's say he can't, or he forgot, he didn't have the scale, or he forgot to do it Erev Shabbos, mutter lishko b'Shabbos. Okay. Now, let's jump to your question. Chayle she'av she'en bo'y sakana, sh'arayif o'yisav lechel yo'yisav mishko m'suyim. He said, listen, don't eat, don't overeat, you can only eat a certain amount there. Lechatchila nachon she'ishkov yim dumb. Lechatchila, when should he weigh all the stuff? You're allowed to do it. You're asking a good question. This is maybe doctor. This is prescription. Right. But what happens if I want to do it because I'm going to diet?
Right.
So you have to know, maybe diet's also mitzvah. Maybe diet is also mitzvah. Maybe. It's a good question. מי אמר לך את זה? אשתך אמר לך את זה. האמא שלך אמר לך את זה. הנשמה יסירה. מי שאוכל בשביל הנשמה יסירה שלו, לא צריך דיאט בשבת. מי שאוכל בשביל עצמו...
באמת, זה לא עוזר. באמת, נשמה יתרה צריכה אוכל?
זה לא אוכל. הגוף, הקדוש ברוך הוא פעל בגוף שיכול לסבול. With הנשמה יסירה, אתה יכול לסבול את כל האוכל. הנשמה יסירה לא צריך. יש סיפור יפה ששאלו האם לגוי יש גם כן נשמה יסירה בשבת.
אני בכלל שאלתי משהו אחר.
את יודע מה שהם ענו?
מה?
Harav anar gam haneshama asher yesh lahem ze yitera. זה יתרה. Yeah, what?
אתה תמיד שאלה, נכון? אומרים שהתינוק בבטן אמו לומד תורה עם מלאך.
No.
הגויים גם בבטן אמם.
מי אמר לך את זה?
מה, בבטן של מישהו מה?
מי אמר לך את זה? מי אמר?
אני שואל שאלה.
הוא יהודי, לא, לא, אתה שואל שאלה אחרת. Let me explain to you what you're asking in the right way to ask it. In Zohar, it's brought down that this little thing, chichpik, that's the malach, he put the finger on it. Oh, that's the question. Gam lego yesh et zeh. Okay, hazad tzichim l'shol tov. Okay, that's it. The minute you start talking about Zohar and then stomachs and babies and stuff, everybody wakes up. Okay, it's very simple, all right? The Zohar writes that the reason why we have this little thing over here, it's not to have a little mustache. It's not meant, you know, the old people used to have a little mustache over here. It's not meant for that, okay? Right. What's it meant for? When the Malach teaches the child Torah, yeah, so when he leaves the stomach, he gives like a little thing over here with his finger, the Malach, and you forget your whole Torah. So the Mefarshim ask, so then how come a guy has it? And the answer is one of two things. Either because Goyim have Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, and they also have to learn. Okay. They have to learn. They also have to learn. What do you think? How about girls? Do girls learn Torah in the stomach? It's a good question. Many say, why not? Of course, they learn the mitzvahs that they have. You know where the question came up? One of the reasons for making what we call Shalom Zachar?
Yeah.
You know, Ashkenazim make Shalom. You guys call Yeshua Saben. What do you guys call it? You give something else. But it's not Friday night, right?
Okay.
What is it? It's like a nichum aveilim for the child because he forgot his whole Torah. That's one of the reasons.
Oh.
So in the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, they ask the question, but then why don't we do this for girls too? Girls also learn Torah in the stomach. So some say they don't learn the same type of Torah. They only learn the halachot that's nogeh to them. Okay? A regular boy, he learns kala Torah kula. Goyim maybe learn what?
Sheva
Mitzvah. Dilma, it's meant not to make a difference. Because if Jews would come out with this and Goyim would not, what do you think it's going to do? It's going to see clearly.
Right, right.
So right away, Hashem has to make the world that everyone seems
equal.
Otherwise, it's not going to work, right? You can't make a Yehudim should come out with a crown on their head and Goyim should come out with a knife in their pocket. It's not going to work that way, right? Therefore, it's meant even for Goyim.
Right.
In the mother's stomach. I answered your question?
Yeah.
Okay, some of his questions. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so let's stop over here. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen, amen. That's right, we said it.